So the other day, in my infinite wisdom, I fell asleep at my computer and I had a cup of water.
Oh.
Which spilled on my computer. Have you ever done that?
On the keyboard? Are you talking a laptop? What do you do?
It's a laptop, so the keyboard's everything.
I'm reluctant to say I haven't, because as soon as I say it, I'll do it. But no, I've not done that yet. How did that play out? Because that can't be good.
Well, because here's the thing. Keyboards don't do well with water or anything. Of course, the keyboard just was knackered after that. It didn't work at all. And it was on a Thursday night. Now, for people who don't know what my schedule is, Thursday night is a very busy time for me because I record an entire radio show. And then on Thursday night and Friday morning, I'm editing it and processing it so it can go up on the satellite. And so my many syndication stations
can pull
it down.
Affiliates, because you're everywhere. You are huge.
The affiliates could pull it down and put it on their server and they can go. And it's syndicated through the weekend. So that happens on Friday morning. There's no time to like get a new computer. Even if I had the money and I was ready to go, you'd have to get the computer. You have to start.
You
got to
get software. You've got licensing issues. You've got setup time. Acclimate. It's a lot. It's a pain in the ass. Here's the thing. Did you have stuff backed up? Because you can do that, and then you could just use a desktop or something in lieu of that.
Well, here's the genius thing. This has happened before. to this very laptop.
Slow learner, I see. Okay,
so
go on.
Yeah.
Or just, well, maybe you're just an ups. You're a schleprock
like me. It's been like
me.
6 years. Well, because here's the thing, and you know this. When you're doing work, when you have like programs for your computer, you keep that computer as long as you can, because the programs you bought in 1997 may not work in Windows 15 or whatever they're,
and they do what you want.
Now.
You know how they do what you want, and they work because they're like a tank.
Yeah, you don't want to buy a new software because that's expensive. And even if you do, it may not work the same way. So you want to use what you're used to. So what you started with is kind of what you're using now.
Right.
So it's not even something, because if I got a new computer, I don't even know if it would run some of the software that I have, because it's an older computer. I mean,
what
I got
nightmare.
This computer 7-8 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, it's the Stone Ages, dude. That's like dinosaur time.
Yeah, and I'd spilled coffee on it once, like within like 6 months of buying it. And the keyboard, if you turn it off quickly and turn it upside down so it drains out.
Did you have a big Ziploc bag or a big Tupperware and you could just put a whole bunch of rice in there? They say rice works. I've seen it on TV. It has to be true.
Rice is supposed to work. I don't know if it works, but really what you want is you want that silica gel stuff that you get that they pack with it. You want to get a bunch of that. If you can get that somewhere.
Where do
and
they
that's
store that?
What'll dry.
Very dry.
It's hard to get, but you can't to get that much. You don't want to eat it. Don't eat it.
No, it says right on there. It says do not eat.
Do not eat. But that's, people ignore shit like that.
Well,
all
when
the time.
It says
they
don't
ignore,
eat, you immediately go, "What's
wanna,
that about?
What's
I
got to
try
like?
That."
Yeah, it's got to be good. You know, that's it's a Tide Pod kind of thing. But no, the whole thing is so like I had an external keyboard, and I was able to get it drained out quickly. So it just affected the keyboard. The computer still ran. The everything still worked, because they actually make laptops sell relatively. I mean, the keyboard's not waterproof.
But the actual functioning
under the
pieces
keyboard
and parts
is,
of the hard drive and memory and all the
yeah,
circuitry are pretty well
secure. They let
well
that
secure.
Roll off, yeah. Although one of my USB ports doesn't work. And so I like sent my son over to my parents' house because they had the external keyboard. I got the external keyboard. It worked. My question to you is, first of all, have you ever done something that stupid twice? Like I did. Or have you ever done that? Have you ever knackered a piece of equipment?
Flashback to
idiot?
About, I'm guessing, let's flash back to about 1986 or 87. And I'm working at the putt-putt golf and games.
Did you have a mullet?
I don't know. Maybe. I could have had a mullet. It's possible.
See, here's the that's the thing. Nobody even remembers. They're like, I may have had a mullet.
There could be pictures of me with a mullet on the internet. I don't know for sure.
Oh my god, that's
it could be out there. I don't know. I'm very disturbed. That's
I'm sure you were adorable.
Yeah, that's a word for it. I can tell you as an aside here. I remember like the fifth or sixth grade photo where I'm in like a shirt so tight because I was a chubby Sterling at the time.
Were you chubby at one time?
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah. So I'm big like that.
This is what I want to talk about.
I got the tight busting out of my shirt, but I don't know why I'm wearing it. But I'm too big for it. But I got to dress nice for the picture. And you're standing behind the stereotypical, ranch style fence. And I got the shirt that's too tight, the bad feathered hair. My head is in that weird shaped place where you got big chiclet teeth going on. This is really just a couple years before working at the putt-putt.
I need to see this photo. Do you have a copy of it somewhere?
Yeah, I'll email it to you post-haste.
I'm going to reach out to to Mama Sterling.
She'll have it, yes. I'm sure she will.
I got to talk to Mama Sterling. I need to schedule a visit and come down and look at all the young Sterling pictures, the mullet and the parachute pants.
Oh, I never had parachute pants. I wanted them for a period of time. I wanted to be cool that way, yeah, but I never did. Never had them. I never had a members-only jacket either, and that's not even what this is about. I don't know how we
LA
got here.
Gear shoes, all that good stuff.
Oh, once I started working at the putt-putt, though, I could buy stuff, so I get, like, cool Vans, and I was styling as best I could in my own dorky, dweeby way.
Were you fly?
No, but my buddies called me Stir Dog, but that's a whole other story.
Stir Dog.
Yeah, that was it. It's embarrassing because once in a while I'll get
that
like
is
a,
now a it's, thing.
It's a bad thing. Yeah,
continue.
Well, it was
Stir
a
Dog.
Thing. So yeah, here's the deal. So I'm at the putt-putt. It's a hot summer day. I'm minding my own business. It's back when I'm drinking Mountain Dew by the gallon.
Which is why you were chubby stick.
Correct. That's exactly the scenario that we're living. And we're in the middle of that. And I'm not paying attention. And you have a problem with bees because you have a sugary soda. And then also there's the slush puppy machine, which was always fun. And I got working there. Then you could like put all the flavors together and have a suicide and drink the sugar water.
No wonder you were so fat. They tried to kill you.
It was all sugar and Taco Bell. That's all it was at the time.
Oh, that's just diarrhea in a bag.
It was wonderful. You had to run for the border and the bathroom all sometimes at the same time. So I'm not paying attention. And usually after you had the pole tops, you had the flip top things that we have now so it doesn't turn out to be a hazard to your feet as well as trash with the aluminum parts of cans, right?
Yeah, to fish and stuff
so
like that.
So you turn that thing around, which would keep the bees from having access to the beverage. I didn't do that. So I take a drink of the Mountain Dew. I take a big swig of the Mountain Dew, and I'm ringing somebody up. And... all of a sudden, I realize I've got a mouthful of bee.
I wish I could go back in time and look at this happen.
But instead of doing what a rational, reasonable, thoughtful person would be, which is just turn your head.
Spit it out.
And spit it out over the counter onto the pavement on the patio, I just went...
Did you just spit take over everybody?
I just did. And what I did... Well, it wasn't on the people. It was on the cash register.
Oh, my God.
So I crapped my pants. I'm like, oh, this is not good. I don't know. I handled the transaction. It worked. And then I get out, and I wasn't smart enough and advanced enough. And so you've had decades now of electronic mishaps and dousing your laptop with spilled water and phones
Coffee first. Yeah.
This is way early. I mean, I didn't even have the Atari or the Nintendo at this point. That's where we were at. This was high tech.
Well, didn't they have – like I've seen – like I remember back in the day you'd go to those cash registers, and they had that – that
cover.
Plastic cover, sort of like when you go to an old woman's house and she had plastic on the furniture.
That was my
grandma.
I got aunt's house like that, and my buddy Stephen Green's family was that way. You just slide right the hell off the sofa.
Oh,
I didn't understand.
I hate
and they had runners all through the house too.
Sweat. Oh my God, it's like living your life in a vinyl trap.
And if you had shorts on, your skin would get stuck to the plastic or the whatever the vinyl, whatever the hell it was.
Couches are made to be sat on.
That's why they're there. But here's the thing. When they replaced the cash register, subsequent to my spit take with the bee and the Mountain Dew, came the prophylactic condom cover for the keypad.
The thing that it turns yellow and like almost a brown color where it's like distressed so much.
That's it. Yeah. But before we even got to that point, I cleaned it up. I thought I was in good shape. And then literally within a half hour, maybe an hour, and there's nothing going on, and I'm sitting there watching like SportsCenter or wrestling or whatever the hell was on the little TV in the putt-putt office space area, maybe cleaning balls or wiping down clubs or I don't know.
So you're there cleaning your balls.
Well, you get the red, yellow, blue, green, and you get the discount ticket for a hole-in-one. I almost remember the script.
This
that
sounds
go
like
with
a
that.
Totally different episode of Chubby and Stick, but continue.
Yeah, so all of a sudden, though, the cash register decided to go to work on its own.
it gained sentience. Is this like Electric Dreams where you suddenly create an artificial intelligence by spilling soda pop?
Just started ringing up random shit, man. And I'm like, you get that? Just like when I knocked the power out for part of the neighborhood years ago. It was a much smaller stick, Sterling, at the time. I realized I was screwed to the point where I had to make a call. And
was
I didn't
this
know
like Johnny
do.
Five is Alive? Is this like Short Circuit? Because that's like literally the plot line in about a dozen movies from the 80s where somebody spills something on electronics and it becomes sentient and then becomes a character in the movie. Did you in the cash register have a whole bunch of adventures where you like solved crimes and fought the evil Russians or something?
That would have been cool. No. All I could picture is I'm going to have no money. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to get fired. This is just stupid. And I hated the damn bee. And now we got a shortage of bees, but it wasn't my fault. By the way, this bee died.
It may not have been a bee. It may have been just a yellow jacket. Generally, that's yellow jacket behavior. Bees don't give a crap.
I'm even more frightened now that you say that because it just sounds like I should be scared of that rather than the bee. But whatever it was.
Well,
it
no. Bees are important pollinators, and yellow jackets, they're just assholes.
Well, no, they pollinate too. I mean, hell, you could be a pollinator if you just touched a little of this and then touched a little of that and then ran over there and touched that.
Yeah, you could also be arrested for that too. I mean, it depends on what you're touching. Don't be running around the city bus going, oh, I'm just pollinating. No, don't. Just be careful.
Is that what you call it now? Yes. I might have gotten a postcard from a guy down the street who might have been trying to pollinate when he wasn't supposed to be pollinating. But even mixing metaphors is getting really weird here. So I had to call management, like the boss, and I'd be like, hey, because he had tech guys who come out and fix the video games. This is back when you go to the video game room before everybody had it in their palm of their hand or random other devices. So you had to pop
arcades
and games. So everything goes to a standstill. Then I got to take cash while this thing is like ringing up. I unplugged it and I called for help. And then I got a notepad. I'm like, okay, three game ticket, $10 in tokens. And I can't open the register without a key. There's all kinds of problems. So the answer to your question, yeah, I've had a mishap like that, but never with a laptop.
But it was somebody else's equipment, right. So you could just go home and get fired.
So then later that night, the boss came, and he was like, man, he's giving me shit. He's just busting my balls. But he didn't care. It was a Friday night. We had a little bit of a problem for a while ringing stuff up. The tech guys came. They're like, yeah, that's screwed. And they bought a new cash register. I don't know if insurance covered or whatever else. There was never anything else said. They just told me, they're like, dude, from now on, spit over that way if you can't handle what you got going on.
Spit on the customers, not on the expensive equipment, please.
Right. So that was my bee or yellow jacket in the Mountain Dew at the Putt-Putt Golf and Games on the same plane as Chubby there with the laptop nightmare.
That's way more interesting than me just spilling water on my keyboard.
It is, but it didn't come to life. It wasn't as cool as some of the stuff you were thinking about from that period of time.
Oh, no, I've got an entire series. Like, we have an entire 80s movie series in my head right now based on Stick and his friend cash register from the Putt-Putt place.
Well, what do you do if it doesn't have legs? I have to carry the register around. Can it float on its own and get around on its own? Or what do you just sit there?
Oh, I'm sure there's
customers?
Some kid down the street that does all these gadgets and stuff could put it together. But don't worry, I'll write it up. We'll do a script, everything. We'll pitch it to Spielberg for Amblin to do.
Do it. Or get it with Scorsese. What is necessary.
You've been listening to The Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate The Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to The Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to The Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.